With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monades. The city of Bozeman is hiring a lobbyist to push for local sales taxes during the 2017 legislative session. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that local sales taxes are not currently allowed under Montana law, but smaller towns or unincorporated entities can collect sales taxes in the form of a local option resort tax, an option used by places like West Yellowstone, Big Sky, and Whitefish. Bozeman City Commissioner Chris Mao says he hopes the lobbyists will sway legislators to give cities like Bozeman the ability to ask voters to approve resort-style sales taxes to help fund city projects. Now, Bozeman relies on property taxes and assessments. This week, the Department of Interior asked a federal judge to give them more time to respond to a lawsuit over canceled oil and gas leases in the Lewis and Clark National Forest. The former lease owner is suing. Earlier this month, lawyers for Louisiana-based Solenex LLC asked the court to find that the Secretary of the Interior acted outside the law when canceling their 33-year-old lease. That request came following a 2015 federal court ruling that Solenex had been unreasonably delayed by the government when their lease was suspended during the Clinton administration. The controversial oil and gas lease is located on land considered sacred by the Blackfeet tribe. The dispute is now in its third year in court. Solenex did not oppose the Interior's request for a week extension. The next case briefing is on October 3rd. A new budget analysis projects that the state's general fund balance will fall by more than half by the end of 2017. Corn Kate Carney reports that that's because state revenues are expected to continue declining into the next fiscal year.
State Financial Division staff will discuss the expected drop of around $140 million in the general fund balance at a Legislative Finance Committee hearing Thursday. The last fiscal year ended with a $255 million balance. By the end of fiscal year 2017, that amount is projected to drop to around $109 million. In the past 10 years, the legislature and governor have budgeted ending fund balances at or above $250 million. When the budget was created last session, the ending fund balance through 2017 was anticipated at over $300 million. The report by Fiscal Division staff says if lower revenue trends continue, the administration will have to look for ways to cut expenses. The state's revenue shortfall is attributed mostly to lower-than-expected growth in individual income tax revenue and declines in corporate income tax and oil and natural gas taxes. Lower collections from coal and metal mines make up most of the state's remaining revenue losses. The interim committee's two-day hearing on finance will also include an update on Montana's Medicaid expansion through the HELP Act. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A magistrate judge has concluded that a private prison in Shelby is not to blame for the death of a medical marijuana provider who was incarcerated there. U.S. Magistrate Judge Caroline Osby today recommended the dismissal of a negligence lawsuit filed by the wife of Richard Floor against the Corrections Corporation of America. U.S. District Judge Susan Waters must approve the recommendation. Park County authorities are searching for an Iowa hunter reported missing in the Crazy Mountains of South Central Montana. Authorities say Mark Rollins of Decorah, Iowa, was reported missing by his wife after he failed to return home earlier this week. The Montana Supreme Court today upheld a 2012 Montana Public Service Commission decision rejecting a proposed $1.4 million increase in electricity rates. The Great Falls Tribune reports the request was made by Northwestern Energy due to an unforeseen power plant outage. The outage lasted for 3 months and forced Northwestern to buy electricity from outside suppliers. The company was allowed to collect almost $8.3 million. While their power station was offline. Northwestern Energy then asked for an additional $1.4 million to pay for replacement power. Northwestern officials declined to comment. All three members of Montana's congressional delegation voted in favor of the first ever override of a veto by President Obama. Last week, the president vetoed the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act. Today, Democratic Senator John Tester joined Congressman Ryan Zinke and Senator Steve Daines, both Republicans, in voting to overturn that veto.
Anytime I have to choose between the 9/11 victims and Saudi Arabia, I'm going to choose for the 9/11 victims.
Tester says he shares President Obama's concerns that allowing lawsuits against Saudi Arabia would open the door to legal challenges against American officials in other countries, but
the bottom line is this. Saudi Arabia has been a questionable actor for a long, long time. What happened 15 years ago on 9/11 is a horrible act. And quite frankly, I think folks need the ability to be able to get some closure on this. And part of that is being able to get legal recourse against Saudi Arabia.
The Saudi government denies any role in the 9/11 attacks, and the 9/11 Commission found no evidence that the Saudi government as an institution or senior Saudi officials were involved. Lewis and Clark County has appointed a new coroner to finish the term of the late Mickey Nelson. Brian Backberg was appointed yesterday and says he plans to seek election to the post in 2018. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.